You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The deeper we continue to dive into the case of Brian Koberger, it seems the more questions continue to emerge about this case. It seemed, you know, fairly cut and dry, and maybe it is. But there's a lot of things on the line here, especially with the discovery of unidentified male DNA at the crime scene. The prosecution remains focused on Koberger's alleged involvement. The defense is, of course, pushing hard to basically exploit these unknown DNA samples to suggest alternative possibilities. Does this really change the strength of the case against Koberger, or is this just a classic defense strategy to create reasonable doubt? To help us break this down from a behavioral and an investigative standpoint, we are joined by retired FBI Special Agent Robin Drake, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, let's start here on all of this. You have investigated all sorts of different types of behavior on some of the highest levels. How much weight should we be putting on this with the discovery of unknown DNA at the crime scene? And is this something that could legitimately point to another suspect? Or is this just the defense, you know, doing their job, muddying the waters, as Ann Taylor, we know, is very good at?
It's kind of scary, actually, Tony. Listening to Howard Bloom again, who wrote the book on When Night Comes Falling last week on another show, and I've listened to him a bunch. I've read his book, and I've followed this case with you from the very beginning. And at the very beginning of this case, with the DNA on the knife sheath, I was really, really highly confident. And again, I'm still confident in my own opinion that, you know, Koberger is the one that did this. But there's something he did at the very, very beginning, and I even commented it on with you like 2 years ago now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It always struck me. Remember, I said at the very beginning, he looked to have the impression of someone who was shocked mm-hmm. that he was caught.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, even his first words, if I'm recollecting right, were something to the effect of like, "Are you looking at anyone else?"
Yeah.
Something to that effect when he's arrested. And even when looking at him in the courtroom, he always had that appearance of someone who looked like he failed the high school final exam and was shocked that he did because he had prepared so well for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what Howard Bloom put out as his own conjecture and own theory with the discovery of this other blood and DNA, which is unknown at this point who it's from, and that's problematic as well, is that there was some found on the banister in the house and then some found in a glove outside the house. And what Howard Bloom is putting out there as his conjecture and theory is that that's actually planted by Koberger. And if so, that then reinforces my own conjecture at the beginning that he was shocked that he was actually caught, because he actually and I was a little inaccurate, I think, in my beginning. You know, I said at the very beginning of this case that, you know, he was a novice at this, and he is a novice. He didn't have any reps, and that I thought he's a little sloppier than a seasoned serial killer would be. But at the same time, though, if this is actually true that he actually staged the crime like this and actually had the forethought to do that, that was brilliant on his part. Because what it's doing is it's giving Ann Taylor plausible deniability that there potentially could be someone else out there, and the fact that they cannot find or identify who that blood came from, especially with the glove outside the house, that's problematic. And then we have the problem of the FBI apparently did a lousy job of getting the authority to actually look at the DNA databases that they did, which were privately held ones, not the big ones mm-hmm. that could actually get that DNA evidence thrown out, and anything that they used subsequent to that, that fruit of the poison tree. So there's some issues here that I'm concerned about.
Let's talk about the glove and the blood that was on the banister. And that's a very interesting point to make. I haven't heard that one yet. And you said Howard had this one initially?
Okay. Howard had that, yeah.
So the idea is, Koberger being the criminology student, he has this idea on, okay, how to set up a crime scene. He's, you know, learned about it, but not a lot of, or really no real world experience. So you're kind of going off of what could you figure out here? And really not a bad idea if you're going to go kill people, of be that prepared and have it already point to somebody else. But okay, question one, where do you get somebody else's blood like this to put onto a crime scene? And it's two different males, from what we understand, on a railing or a banister, and then outside in a glove. How do you go about doing that? What are the logistics you think that it would take to get that? Because I don't know, I'm not a killer, but I also don't know off the top of my head how I'm going to go gather someone's blood to put on this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, because I've never yeah. heard of it before either. And the other the other big thing that this still prosecution has to get over and has having a problem with is that there was so much blood left behind in that house from the murders themselves. I mean, as he was describing, and the other investigators were, I mean, it was coming through the walls because, you know, four beautiful young people murdered with a knife in such a short amount of time. There's a vast amount of blood everywhere. Yet they tore that car apart, and his car had not a stitch of blood. There wasn't a drop of blood anywhere, mm-hmm. anywhere on his clothes, on his person, in his vehicle, in his apartment, anywhere. So that is, again, when you kind of put those two things together, it's he did a really good job, again, if it's him. And the other thing, though, that now kind of that's the bad news. The good news, though, that is still on prosecution side is when they went to his house to arrest and search the house, his behavior when they actually walked in, of him bagging up his own personal DNA evidence in his trash bags and then put in a neighbor's trash. That's very, very damning behavioral evidence. But man.
Yeah, I mean, one would, yeah, that they're very odd with the whole bagging up the evidence and then, you know, going and putting it in the neighbor's trash. That was always a creepy thing. I mean, is it impossible to think, though? I mean, yes, obviously, with the amount of blood that was at this scene, if you're the killer, you'd almost inevitably have to have some on you, would you not? In some way, shape, or form, and then for that to transfer to a vehicle, I would think be pretty easy. Unless you take off whatever you're wearing and that's gone. And then, I don't know, I'm wondering how far ahead was he thinking in this? And maybe a lot more than we've been giving credit for, if in fact he is the guy.
Yeah, well, a lot of forethought and planning was going into that. Again, if what the prosecution is claiming is accurate, you know, with the amount of times that the vehicle was in the area, his lack of contact with the victims themselves was also potentially intentional. I mean, there's a lot of intentionality that he did along the way. I mean, just think about this. If that one mistake of the night sheaf wasn't left behind and the one molecule of a touch DNA wasn't on it, we would have no idea that Koberger had anything to do with this.
And it also makes you wonder who else would they be looking at if the only DNA that was found was the blood or the glove, right. and if they would run that through a database and take a look at that. Do you know, have they tried to identify this other than just the, you know, the CODIS database? I mean, obviously they went to the third party ones, the ancestry type ones and things of that nature to narrow in on Koberger. But if they have these other two pieces, why not take a look there too in the same sort of way?
I'd imagine that they have done that and but there's nothing to find, you know, because again, it's, the database is only good as people that submit their things to it. And again, if this was forethought on Koberger's part, he's going to ensure that wherever he got that blood, it's going to be someone who's actually not in the database.
Because mm-hmm.
Again, he was a student of the craft, there is no doubt. But again, without the life reps and experience, so there were missteps, that were only evident after he made the one blunder of the Night Sheaf again. So it's where he got that blood, or where that blood, whether it's him or, you know, if that conjecture is right on Howard's part or anyone else, that's a big mystery. There is no doubt. That was a big revelation that came about.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.